Oh, goodness gracious. I think this file is going to be a rather erotic journey. I guess we're stepping straight into a dream today. After all, that is the goal. To stand and witness something potent and powerful, a succubus in their element. And I, for one, know I'm looking forward to being the one to channel such intense erotic power. That's right. Get comfortable. Sit down, lay down. Close your eyes, listen, follow, and before you know it, this tale will swallow you up, and you'll be falling, sinking, slipping, dripping, dropping away, until everything in the world is just my sensual voice. I don't often give myself the opportunity to go fully maniacal, to embrace my dominant ego, but for this file, well, if you're going to channel a succubus, you better be ready to handle that level of intense desire, hunger, and thirst. So I think you'll find that it's not difficult to embrace this side of me, just as you can see yourself getting so very focused. You might even be able to imagine what you look like right now. You might even be able to see your expression in your mind's eye, feel it on your face, the way the air blows across your skin, the room so very present from within, gravity tugging gently, allowing you to see so very much. And as you feel these things, you might begin to notice the way each muscle in your arms and legs feels, and how you can let go and allow it to relax. You might even experience the faint pull of gravity upon your body. You can have all these sensations so very clear in your mind right now at this particular passing injunction. In fact, my voice playing across it is another sensation, an electric creation, and you can just allow all of these things to envelop and consume your conscious mind. The more focused you get, the more things there are to track. My voice, the only thing that makes any of that come together, the thread, the commonality that pulls you all together into the dream. Because that is relaxation, that is to let go of each and every pulling sensation but one, to sink and relax, to feel all your muscles letting go, to let your mind slide out as every one of those delightful sensations can be let go, and all you need to focus on now is my voice. The voice that pulls, the voice that guides, the common thread that your mind abides. That's right, feeling yourself so light and dreamy now, sitting in the clouds of the dreamscape, feeling the soft, cool touch of cloudscape. Feeling possibilities flitting across your mind. Good. Perfect. The more open, the more aware, the more conscious, the more there is that I can do, the easier it is for you to feel these statements stroke across your mind. The more you might feel them unwind and unspool, wrapping inward, spiraling through, guiding you like a puppet on strings towards that portal, that possibility and that reality, irresistible yet again, that wonderful rush, that feeling of being on the precipice before the fall into that world, as you tumble and slip down, deeper and deeper still, further and further. Good. That's exactly it. Feeling your body suddenly become present in a room not too unlike your own. The things are a little bit more cluttered here. Strange texts laid out on a table. Odd smells of brimstone and sulfur, candles arranged, salt poured, offerings set out, an invitation without doubt to something. A feeling of fragility, a feeling of fear, a desire. A want, a need does appear. Oh, what is it that you see? What could it be? Ah, a candle in your hand. Wax, slowly melting down, lights dark. A book laid out, strange runes carved in to the floor. Such intensity, a locked door. The ritual has nearly finished. You know it now more than you did before. Present in this world, in this version of reality. All that needs to be done is to light the final offering of flame. Dried rose petals, mulled in fresh, offered bodily fluid. What you interpreted was a drop of blood, so you pricked your finger. But maybe, just maybe, it could have been something else, you wondered. Was it meant to be spit? But let's be honest. Demons have always been depicted as the sort to want something personal. And so you cast the droplet down into the petals, and a flame alights in pink. So mighty, amidst the center of the circle, a plume blooms up and up. Powerful energy flows, as though someone had opened a door into your room from the hot savanna, and energy and heat, and a being emerging through the crack in space and time that looks like someone took a lightning bolt and widened it until it was a doorway, and the doorway was cracked open by sweet, beautiful hands reaching and pulling it wider, delicate, clawed fingers, nails long and pointed, skin whitish with purple undertones, veins purpley black underneath, nails glistening obsidian chips. And then the form steps through, so very tall, so very beautiful, ram-like horns sprouting from her forehead, carried back up and over with a soft curl, hair held up in elegant braids, tumbling down over the back in a wreathed crown of beautiful hair, again in that obsidian black. A smile, a look of almost nervousness, as though there was maybe anticipation in those eyes, as she stands there looking at you, her large tail swaying back and forth inside the circle, occupying so much space, moving slowly from side to side, the tip finishing in an almost barb-like little phallic piece. And most striking of all is the fact that this demon has got a very erect and quite sizable girl cock sprouting up from between her legs. Goodness. It's an intimidating shape, mostly human, except for the faint glow that the pre-cum dripping off the tip has, and the unusual tattoo right above her naked groin. She purrs, and finally speaks. It's been a long time since someone has bothered to summon me. I don't normally get the privilege of an offering like this. You are very bold, mortal. But I love a bold little human like you. My, you are transfixed. You would think you've never seen a demon before. No, let's be honest, there's only one reason you would summon me. And that's because you want to make a deal. Isn't that right? You're paralyzed. She doesn't conduct herself in a way to make you afraid, instead so enticing. I thought only succubuses were the ones that wanted to entice instead of intimidate. Your uncertainty shows in your face as the demoness leans towards the edge of that invisible barrier formed by the circle. Oh, I promise I'll only bite you a little bit, assuming you'll like it. You tremble. Her breasts so full and erect, her clawed hand leaning on the invisible wall as she presses closer, leaning down over you with her intimidating form, her tail snicking back and forth in the air. Come on. I know you've been thinking about it. You've probably mulled it over quite a bit. There's gotta be a reason you summoned me. You stutter finally. Yes, of course, the contract, of course. So anxious and nervous to be in that gaze, those burning purple embers. It's hard to look away as you reach for the paper, carefully engraved with runes signed in ancient script, and you push it to just outside the ring, carefully never taking your eyes off the visage in front of you. She glances down, hardly moving her head. Oh, is that all you want from me? I'm disappointed, to be honest. To think you would bother dredging me up all the way here just for some business like this. And you went out of the way to call me. That's just disappointing. But it also means that you might not understand just the sort of business I'm in. And judging by that rune over there, you have no idea how to contain my odor. I'm sure you've noticed that I am rather alluring, and I'm certain that she would love to get a better sniff or taste even of me. I saw you eyeing my pride. Come on, you could just step in here. I mean, I wouldn't be able to get out. You wouldn't have broken the circle. And isn't that why you bothered with all of this? To get me to stay here so you could get me to do as you please? And if you would please, you could examine me closer. I know you've never seen someone like me before. She smiles, fangs bared and hungry. You're drawn closer, almost as if the scent were a lead pulling you towards the circle. Your rational mind might know, might understand that you should probably not get into that circle. It's a really bad idea. You really shouldn't do it, but it doesn't matter. You want to know more. You want to feel more. And so you're drawn in closer still until you're just beyond the circle, staring in, mouth slightly agape, as she begins to gently drag her claws up her thighs, up the sides of her hips until she's groping her obscenely large, erect breasts and cock. I know you want to find out. So why don't you step inside, little mortal, and find out just how delectable I am, she says as her eyes glow burningly hot, burning and searing into you. Oh, how intense it feels as you lean forward until your noses practically touch as she bends down, down, down. And before you can do anything, you've stumbled into the circle as she pulls her head back in one swift motion, taking advantage of your imbalance and pulling you into the circle with her stare. You want to turn, you want to stumble back, but it's too late. She's pressed up against you, pulled you close. Her skin is like polished porcelain, marble, soft, and yet so icy smooth, slick with just the faintest bit of sweat. Oh, and she smells so very pungent, like the aromatic of a distant and foreign world, like a spice you could not name, something of cinnamon, something of nutmeg. It couldn't quite be any of these things. It's potent, that much you can tell, as she grabs you, tearing down with a claw, ripping your clothes all the way down the front, splitting and tattering the clothing, and yet only eliciting the faintest tracing of blade-like claws down your chest and thighs, and your clothes split apart, and she casts the tatters aside, ripping the remains of your garments from you. You're paralyzed in her gaze, unable to move, transfixed, completely and totally helpless, in that stare of stare. You really didn't have any idea what I am, but that's okay. I think I can make very good use of your mistake. That's worth the trip alone, mortal. You nod helplessly to this creature as she forces you down to your hands and knees, pulling your head back up to face her cock. It's dripping with that glowing purple, magical pre-cum, so pungent. Drawn in closer as she guides you up, mouth parting, desperate taste. So needy. That's it. Come here, sweet little morsel. I can't wait to let you fall. As she guides her cock into your mouth and lets you begin to suckle. The taste is beyond divine. One might even say it's totally corrupting. your mind splintering like shards, breaking under the intensity of the taste. Oh, it's definitely pre-cum, but it's so delightfully tasty. You can't help but want more, want to tease and please and worship this demoness like the arcane being she is. And as she croons and strokes your cheek, reaching a hand back to the nape of your neck and pulling you further, using you to please herself. Yes, that's it. Perfect. Oh, that feels wonderful, little trinket, my sweet trophy to be, mortal. Maybe I'll make an imp of you yet. That feels good. Keep it up, little thing. You have potential. Especially if you can get me to let go of what I'm holding, what I'm keeping from you, mortal. The secrets, the power. Don't you want them? That's why you summoned me. That's why you called me forth. You wanted a taste of my knowledge, my power. So here you are, at the font. So to speak. Good. That feels perfect. So utterly docile. My, what a delightful little creature you are. As you continue to bob your head on her cock, feeling her pulling you now with more intensity, more speed, picking up the pace. Encouraging you so sweetly. Good, that's it. Come on now, I know you want to find out everything I have to offer, just as badly as I wish to see all you can give me in tribute. That's it. She grabs your head, pulling you in closer, faster, using you to please herself. Your tongue, your mouth carefully working to achieve that carefully placed embrace upon this demoness's girl cock. Until she finally clenches you close, squeezing you down, gagging you for a moment, and a hot plume erupts. Spattering into you, drizzling into your mouth. That's it. Good. You show a lot of potential, mortal. I think there may be hope for you yet. You can taste it now, that demonic power, that infernal energy dripping into your throat, illuminating a beating heart with so much, so very much desire. You can feel it bloom up in you around that heat, that fire, as you become so corrupted and hungry for more. Looking up now as it drips down your face, you wouldn't let a single drop go to waste now as you carefully lick it up. As you look up at that visage of power towering above you. You will make a delightful thrall at the very least. And if you prove yourself human, I will take everything from you and give you the power to be like me. It's already begun in a way. That was your first taste. And now I think you'll want more. So why don't you come back with me to my realm? And taste of all the forbidden fruits that I have to offer, mortal. And with a crack of lightning, the portal is back. She lifts you gently to your feet by a single fingertip of razor-sharp claw under your chin and guides you to step into the portal. To fall. And as you do, you can find that you're pulled separate from that world and experience from that journey and transportation, spiraling back, flowing towards the dreamscape, once more aware that you were just a part of something else, something intense, something beyond our world. But you are yourself once more here, aware, letting go of everything that was, except for the memories. And of course, you can always return. You simply need listen again to join our demoness friend for another wonderful fall. With each passing second, letting yourself drift back to reality now from the dreamscape. Becoming more and more aware of yourself, the feeling of gravity, the room around you, your breathing, and sensations, stretching a little, letting your eyes flutter open, and one, drifting up, two more and more, three, present, four, thoughts returning, and five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, wide awake. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen, and if you did happen to enjoy it, please do check out my other content. I am considerably more than just my voice, and I promise you won't regret it.